Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, September 2nd of 2020. Excuse me, September 2nd of 2020. And I'm your host, as usual, the Miracle Man. And, of course, we call this the Miracle Man Show. And I do want to apologize for the late start. We just had technical difficulties with the computer, in which it had to go to the shop due to an issue. We have got that corrected, so we are now good to go. Praise God. I was praying and believing God that it was just something really minor, and it turned out it was. So praise the Lord, we're back in business, and So we're back on, and it's good to be with you. And I want to thank you for tuning in. And I know I had been told that I had already had a couple of listeners who had tuned in, like at 6:33. I had received notification. There was a couple. Mom had let me know, and then to those of you, if you two are still with us, the reason I couldn't get on at 6:34, 6:36, 6:37, or 6:44 is this. It only lets you get on in half-hour segments, and so that's why I couldn't set it up for 6:45. That's why I had to do 7. Now, I just wanted to remind you, to let you know that that's why you guys had to wait for all half hour. But, praise God, we're back online, and for the first time in a while, I have with me, live, most delicious Coca-Cola. Yes. From McDonald's. By live, I mean I have it with me here on the show. Of course, the Coca-Cola can't speak. In a way, it does, because maybe you can hear my lip kind of. My lip speaks, I guess, but the Coke itself can't speak. I wish it could. I hope it could say, "Oh, hallelujah, miracle man, praise God, thank you, Jesus." Mike, who knows? Maybe it could sing. Maybe the Coca-Cola could give a sports score. Maybe it could tell a joke. The Coca-Cola in my glass told a joke. Maybe something like that. As long as it would stick to something that we deal with on the show, of course. You know. It'd be cool, but it doesn't. And by the way, what did I have again? Time for taste?
Time to sip away,
because you listeners know back in the day before COVID, sometimes we were having live lid checks on the show, because we had been doing it at the McDonald's so that other people can hear it and stuff. So that's actually pretty cool. But right now it's different. But anyhow, you can go to your local McDonald's and grab yourself an any size Coca-Cola for a dollar. And you, when you do that, you get to find out what your lid says. And I wish there were customizable lids, to each person. One of the things, Becky, I would want mine to say, for example, would be, "Yes." Or another one What time is it? Football time. Hey, well, no, well, good spiritual one, too. What time is it? Time to read your Bible. good ones like that. That's what I'd like it to be, like different ones that fit you. And then they can just, McDonald's can just program it. So every time you go to McDonald's, anywhere in America, you get one of those lids like they're meant to fit you, you know? That'd be something, wouldn't it? Just imagine. And then of course you'd also get from time to time you get the regular lids, and once in a while you get one of your special lids, you know? Mm-hmm. Like the one that says yours or what, you know. Or maybe certain slogans that you decide that you think are cool. And of course I'd have some of theirs too, because the time to sip away, I love that. Sip the day instead of seize the day. Drinking of you, I'm not going to say instead of thinking of you. I'm going to say drinking of you while thinking of you. And different things like that. Price and participation may vary, tax extra. See store for details. And with that, I'm going to get right into the meat of the night. So we're going to worship, and then we're going to get into the word tonight. And listeners, I'm going to be dealing with Samson and Delilah. And what on earth happened there? What on earth happened? So we're going to deal with that. I don't mean what on earth happened, like something special happened to the earth. I'm not like, what happened to Samson? And we're going to deal with that tonight. So we're going to sing. And real quick before we sing, I want to let you guys know. I sing a lot of different worship songs on the show. I've sang a lot of different ones over the course of the last couple of years, especially over the last 6 months since I made it daily. And a lot of these, I do a lot of older ones, a lot of new ones. Part of it, for one, I like to find songs that are anointed by God. Number two, it's cool to have like all these different styles and all these different, and it's just amazing. And yes, and some of these are ones that we had sang at my church over the years. And obviously at my church, if we're going to sing it, that means it has to be good. And I'm going to share with you tonight a couple of older ones that we used to do. So those of you who want to Living Word, maybe back in the 1990s, you may remember these, or maybe not. We'll see. Nothing but your presence, nothing but your glory. Nothing but your perfect will be done in me. I want to feel your heartbeat. Be consumed with your desire. Set ablaze Oh my God, with your holy fire, all I want is you. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. Nothing but your presence. Nothing but your glory. Nothing but your perfect will be done in me. Nothing but again. Nothing but your presence. Nothing but your glory. Nothing but your perfect will be done in me. I want to feel your heartbeat. Be consumed with your desire. Yes, Lord. Set ablaze, oh my God, with your holy fire. All I want is you. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. And all I want is you. All I want is you. All I want is you. I won't let anything else in. All I want is you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I love to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Sing it again. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I love to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty.
God, there is none like you. 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 Now there's another part to this that that one time at a conference years ago, we had done they had done this song, and this was a guy out of Texas who was leading worship in this particular service, and I don't know if it was his idea or what, but he did the song and then he added something to it. No, I'm not disconnected. I'm still on. What happened? What? What happened? What happened? What happened? I don't know why it says I'm connected. I'm connected. Okay, let's try it now. Do you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh. I'm using my headset. My headset is on. Let me just see. I turned everything up. Now do you hear it? Oh, that could have been the issue. Do we have everything fixed? As long as I'm just making sure I'm fixed. It sounds like I'm fixed, right? Good. Good. Thank you. Hi, listeners. We're just making sure my audio wasn't having issues. Oh, no. But part of the song, what listeners I'm referring to though is this: I searched all over, ain't found anybody like you, Lord Jesus. I searched all over. Can't find anybody like you, Jesus. I searched all over, ain't found anybody like you. And I searched all over, ain't found anybody like you. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this great show tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all these wonderful listeners who have made the determination to tune into the broadcast tonight. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, that your hand is upon these listeners, that your hand is upon me, and that your hand is upon all of your people. And I just thank you, Lord Jesus, for this time tonight that we have to study your word. I thank you that these listeners would get something out of this word that they can use. And I thank you, Lord God, that these storms of life that are getting in the way of these listeners, I pray, Lord God, that all fear would leave right now. All fear would leave their bodies right now. And they give you all the praise and all the honor and glory for that in Jesus' name. And I make my confession over this program right now. I say that sponsors and partners are coming into this program. I say that increases in listenership are coming to this program, that finances are coming, and most importantly, Lord, I thank you for that huge harvest of souls coming into the kingdom of God as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen. Turn with me in your Bibles, please, to the book of Judges, chapter 16. Amen. Judges 16. Again, as I said, we're dealing with Samson and Delilah. Men, listeners, say praise God or something. Amen. Amen. For, I'm going to begin with verse 1. Judges 16, starting with verse 1. One day, Samson went to Gaza, where he saw a prostitute. He went in to spend the night with her. Uh-oh. No, I'm not uh-oh-ing you. Something else. He went in to spend the night with her. And the people of Gaza were told, Samson is here. So they surrounded the place, and they lay in wait for him all night at the city gate. And they made no move during the night, saying, at dawn, we will kill him. But Samson lay there only until the middle of the night. Then he got up and took hold of the doors of the city gate together with the two posts, and he tore them loose, bar and all. And he lifted them to his shoulders, and he carried them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. Sometime later, he fell in love with a woman in the valley of Sark, whose name was Delilah. The rulers of the Philistines went to her, and they said, see if you can lure him into showing you the secret of his great strength and how we can overpower him so that we may tie him up and subdue him. Each one of us will give you 1,100 shekels of silver. So Delilah said to Samson, tell me the secret of your great strength and how you can be tied up and subdued. Samson answered her, if anyone ties me with 7 fresh thongs that have not been dried, I will become as weak as any other man. Then the rulers of the Philistines brought her 7 fresh thongs that had never been dried, and he tied him with them. The men, hidden in the room, she called to him, Samson, the Philistines are upon you. He snapped the thongs as easily as a piece of string snaps when it comes close to a flame. So the secret of his strength was not discovered. Then Delilah said to Samson, you've made a fool of me. You lied to me. Come now, tell me how you can be tied. And he said, if anyone ties me securely with new ropes that have never been used, then I will become as weak as any other man. So Delilah took new ropes and tied him with them. Then the men hidden in the room, she called to him, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." And he snapped the ropes off his arms as if they were threads. And Delilah then said to Samson, "Until now, you have been making a fool of me and lying to me. Tell me how you can be tied." He replied, "If you weave the 7 braids of my head into the fabric," in parentheses, "on the loom, and you tighten it with the pin, I will become as weak as any other man." So while he was sleeping, Delilah took the 7 braids of his head, wove them into the fabric, and he tightened it with the pin. Again, she called to him, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He awoke from his sleep, and he pulled up the pin and the loom of the fabric. And she said to him, "How can you say, 'I love you,' when you will not confide in me? This is the 3rd time that you've made a fool of me, and you have not told me the secret of your great strength. With such nagging," she prodded him day after day until he was tired to death. He told her everything. "No razor has ever been used on my head," he said, "because I have been a Nazarite set apart by God since birth. If my head were shaved, my strength would leave me, and I would become as weak as any other man." When Delilah saw that he had told her everything, she sent word to the rulers of the Philistines, "Come back once more. He's told me everything." So the rulers of the Philistines returned with the silver in their hands. Having put him to sleep on her lap, she called a man to shave off the 7 braids of his hair, and so began to subdue him. And his strength left him. Then she called, "Samson, the Philistines are upon you." He awoke from his sleep, and he thought, "I'll go out as before, and I will shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had left him. Then the Philistines seized him. They gouged out his eyes, and they took him down to Gaza, binding him with bronze shackles. They sentenced him to grinding in the prison. But the hair on his head began to grow again, and after it had been shaved, now the rulers, verse 23, now the rulers of the Philistines assembled to offer a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to celebrate, saying, "Our god, little g, our god has delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hands." When the people saw him, they praised their god, saying, "Our god has delivered our enemy into our hands, the one who laid waste our land and multiplied our plain."
While they were in high spirits, they shouted, "Bring out Samson to entertain us." So they called Samson out of the prison, and he performed for them. When they stood him among the pillars, Samson said to the servant who held his hand, "Put me where I can feel the pillars that support the temple, so that I may lay against them." Now the temple was crowded with men and women. All the rulers of the Philistines were there, and on the roof were about 3,000 men and women watching Samson perform. Then Samson prayed to the Lord, "Oh, sovereign Lord, remember me. Oh, God, please strengthen me just one more time, and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistines for my two eyes." Then Samson reached toward the two central pillars on which the temple stood. Bracing himself against them, his right hand on the right, his left hand on the other, Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus, he killed many more than he died than while he lived. Then his brothers and his father's whole family went down to get him. They brought him back and buried him between Zorah and Shitor in the tomb of Manasseh, his father. And he had led Israel 20 years. All right. Now, so Samson was made a very strong man. God made it so that he would be very, 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 very strong. God told Samson's parents. God told him, "Do not have any wine or strong drink. Do not allow your son Samson to have any strong drink." He also told them, "Do not ever shave Samson's hair. Also, do not allow Samson to get his hair shaved. And if he does, his strength will leave him." And then Samson, instead of marrying, falling in love with someone from his own camp, there were people in his own camp that he could have fallen in love with. But instead, first, he decides to go to sleep around with a Philistine prostitute. And then he got up in the middle of the night and he took part of the pillars and the gates of the city with him when he left. And then he goes and he meets Delilah. And he toyed with her. He lied with her he lied to her a lot. And she even asks him, Samson, how can you say you love me and lie to me about these things? Because he said about the rope thing. First there was the rope thing. There was the other thing. Then there was the rope thing. Then after that there was the seven braids, like if you just mess with them a certain way, not shave them, but the three different things he said. The first time he said, if you do this, strength will leave. Next one, if you use these ropes, tie me up with these ropes that have never been used, strength will leave me. Three, if you do this way, strength will leave me. It didn't leave him either one of those times. All three times, the servants hiding, the rulers hiding. She says, Samson, Philistines are upon you. And the fourth time, he decides, you know what? I am going to tell Delilah the truth. He tells her the truth. He explains to her that he had been set apart by God. He admitted that he had been set apart by God. But he said, well, if you shave the braids of hair from off my head, my strength will leave me, and I will be as weak as any other man. So he falls asleep in her lap, and the servants, the rulers who are now, this time they're playing barber. It's like he went to the man cave here on Ashman Street here in Midland. Nice place to get a haircut, by the way. Really nice barbers. There, though, the barbers are all. That's beside the point. But he gets a haircut. Actually, he gets his hair shaved. While sleeping on her lap. Normally when you're getting your hair cut, obviously you shouldn't be going to sleep while you're getting a haircut. Right? Because of course when you're sleeping, you can't position your head. Because if they want to get to the other side, they might want to position you, you know? Mm-hmm. But somehow they were able to get it. Maybe she was positioning him. I don't know. But that's again beside the back. And then his head shaved. The strength leaves him. But he wakes up and he says, "Oh, I'm going to go outside just like I did before, and the strength will come back. And I'll be as strong as I had always been." It didn't work. The secret had been revealed. The secret had been revealed. And then, so next he goes to near this temple, goes outside this temple where there are a lot of Philistines. They are there to offer a sacrifice to their god, Dagon. So they're there to give sacrifices to a false god. And he sees all that and he says, what am I trying to say? Anyhow, let me, I just have to. Anyhow, sorry, we're back on. But anyhow, what had happened was, and then Samson said, where are the two central pillars so that I can lean on them? And then they show them to him. And then he says, Lord, let my strength come back so that I may die with the Philistines. And so what happened was Samson's strength came back. He braced himself. And he leaned over on those pillars. Those pillars came down. 3,000 people, including those on the roof. People were on the roof back then. Nowadays, if you're on the roof, it's like, what on earth happened? But in those days, people were would hang out on roofs, too. And all those people fell over because the roof and the structure of their place, their temple, the temple that was built for Dagon, that temple had fallen to the ground because of what Samson had done by leaning on it. He was called to do work for the Lord. He was called to do things for the Lord. He was called to do great things for the Lord. And though he reigned 20 years, he squandered his strength. And he toyed with Delilah. First of all, he wasn't supposed to be with Elijah, with Delilah, because Delilah is a Philistine. And Samson was not a Philistine. And so he was not, therefore he was not doing what he was supposed to be doing. He was living in sin. And a lot of it, he was, not only was he sleeping with the wrong person, he was lying about his strengths, lying. And even Delilah said, you don't really love me, do you? Because of all the lies he had told her. What happened to Samson? Well, for one thing, he became unfaithful. Another thing, he was prideful. He was prideful in his strengths. And then he made it sound like, if you do this, if you do this to me, I'll lose my strength. If you do this to me, I'll lose my strength. If you do this to me, I'll lose my strength. All of the first three times, that didn't happen. The fourth try, which was the haircut, the head shave, the strength left him. All because of a haircut. at the barber. Okay, it was at his house, but God had even said, no razor shall be used on his head. No razor. And imagine if us guys went around. So the way I see it, no razor basically means no haircut, right?
Yeah.
So imagine me. Just imagine me, listeners. I'm just a tad bit over 30. Really, just a tad bit over 30. Just a tad bit. And imagine if from 0 to 31, I'd never gotten my, I had never gotten my hair cut. How far down do you think my hair would go? Down to what, do you think? Maybe down to my back?
That would be a lot of hair.
Some of you gals, that stuff goes down below your back.
Oh, yeah. Mine is only down to my shoulder.
I'm just saying, like, ladies do that, though.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have a lot more hair on you to begin with, on your head to begin with, though. Is that part of it? But I'm talking about head.
Okay.
As far as the head goes, you guys don't. We don't have. So it would go like down to here or something.
You still have a lot of hair. It just keeps growing. Here is hair.
I mean, but it can go all the way down here, probably.
Oh wait, I know a guy who has hair all the way down to his back.
And how long has it been since he got his hair cut? He has never cut his hair in his life?
I have no idea. I haven't seen him in years.
Do you think he's went years without a haircut?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
Okay. But just saying, it's kind of making sense of it. So just imagine how long that hair would be. And the secret to his strength was his hair. And you go, and I mean, I look at that and go like, what? It's hair? Well, God told him not to have his hair cut. No razor shall be used on his head. And obviously there was a reason for that. But I remember when we went into the lockdown, my hair had been done like mid-February or something, maybe even early February. And then by the time I'd gotten to like mid-February or something, so by the time it had gotten to like May, I was like, oh, Lord Jesus, help me. My hair. Okay, I didn't do that, but my hair was long, 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 long. It wasn't like way down here or nothing, but it was just really long on my head. And imagine Samson. That hair. But with him, the hair was the secret to his strength. And he kept saying, if you do this. My point is, you have to be faithful. You have to stand up for what you believe in. You have to tell the truth. You need to stand up for what you believe in. Don't cut corners. And the fact that he knew, he even said, I was set apart by God, but I still want to be saved anyways. That shows me that at that point, he had total disregard. Of the Lord. But then he died with the Philistines when the Lord restored his strength. And in the Bible, it doesn't show
if he repented first after what he had done. And obviously, you know, in those days it was the Old Testament, so obviously he would have had to go and sacrifice the sin offering and these other offerings for the atonement, because Jesus hadn't died on the cross yet, nor had he died. He hadn't died on the cross for our sins. He hadn't shed his blood yet. So they were still under the old covenant. But it doesn't show whether he got right. But he ended up dying with the Philistines because he brought down, with his own strength, he brought down that temple that had 3,000 people combined in it and on that roof. 3,000 people. My church holds about 1,000 in the sanctuary. Can hold. Now I would say it's more like 900. Used to be 1,200, but then they used some of the space to do for like TV suite and what have you. But used to be 1,200 people that you could seat in there. And I'm just saying it used to seat 1,200. Now it's more like 900. And but plus having a ton of people on the roof, but which you're not supposed to do that no more. You see, they had all those people on the roof. All of them died because the temple was brought down. Folks, do not let the Samson syndrome come upon you. She had started out well. He started out well. Started out well. But then he decided he was going to do his own thing. And in the first chapter, in the chapter that I read you, you know what he was doing first? Hanging with the wrong person. Someone he shouldn't have been hanging around with. Another thing I want you to get from this chapter, bad company corrupts good morals. Oh, by the way, I think some people in Washington could learn this. Yeah, some of these people we got in Congress, in the Senate, and by Washington, I didn't mean like Seattle, I meant D.C. Yeah, I'm talking about, you knew I meant like the federal level. You knew that, right? Yeah, oh, good. Just making sure. But that was just a thought. And anytime I hear that from Dr. Barclay or someone else, this whole bad company corrupts good morals, I just think, you know, that all these different people who are in there, they all need to hear this. They all need to realize. They all need to think about what they're voting for and what they represent. And when you vote God out, bad things happen. Samson decided to go do his own thing, and he hurt himself bad. He hurt himself very bad. And all that lying and all that other stuff he had done, suddenly it got to him when he decided to get his hair cut. Well, it's just a haircut. No, it's not just a haircut. No razor shall be used on his head. And he figured out that if he had gotten his head shaved, that strength that he had used to have was going to leave him. Sure enough, it did. And she wanted to know the secret of his strength because he was such a strong guy. I'm sure he was like the strongest bodybuilder ever. Could probably lift, I don't know, 1,000-pound weights if there was such a thing. He probably would have been kicked out of Planet Fitness at first by the lunk alarm. Remember that? Remember the lunk alarm? Did you set it off or do you just know about it? I've never heard it go off when I've been in there. But he would totally be that guy who would set those weights on the highest level possible. And I can just hear him dropping the weights. Can't you? Mm-hmm. The only reason they're dropped like that is because of the high amount of weight he would put on them. Which is probably why he'd be banned from Planet Fitness. Okay. Praise God. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. Thank you that this word would get in us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we would keep the Samson syndrome away from us. May we decide to live for you and mean it and to live right and to make the choices that you want us to make, to watch our character. And I just give you praise and honor and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that we're going to have a great Labor Day weekend, Lord God, and that no evil will befall us, no plague will come nigh our dwelling. You've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. None of this, no plague, no fire, no flood, no crash. None of this evil stuff will come near us in the name of Jesus. And until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody.